Good morning.
早晨好。
He is risen.
早晨好。
主已复活。
He is risen. And you should reply with, He is risen indeed.
你们应当回答说，是的，主复活了。我们一起说一下。
So let's try that again. He is risen.
So let's try that again.
Amen.
He is risen.
It is great to be here with you this morning.
很高兴和大家在一起，今早在一起聚会。
Not only what is an important day on the Christian calendar, but what's an important day on your calendar for this church.
今天这一天不单是我们教会的一个重要的一天，也是我们所有在教会的弟兄姐妹的一个值得纪念的一天。
But it would be fitting, it's always fitting, to focus on the Word of God.
但是对于教会来说，最重要的是注重上帝的话。
As we look at our passage this morning,Matthew 28, 1 to 10. I want us to note that there are three commands.
我们看今天的这一篇讲到，我们想看马太福音二十八章。在这一章里，我想提醒大家，耶稣教导这段圣经教导了三个命令。
And I want you to note that in this relatively short passage, all three commands are repeated.
在这不长的一段经文里，这三个命令呢，不断的被重复。
They're repeated. I think they're repeated for emphasis. And I think they're repeated so that after 2,000 years, we still won't forget them.
这三个命令被不断的重复，为了强调。同时呢，不断的重复，也使过了两千年以后呢，我们仍然牢记在心。
That is, these commands, I believe, continue to mark what rests at the heart of Easter.What rests at the heart of the good news and what rests at the heart of what it means for you and for me to follow Jesus, even today, even here, even amidst all of our busyness.
这三个命令标志着这个复活节的最关键的一点，也标志着好消息的最关键的一点，也标志着每一个跟随主耶稣的人的心中所最注重的关键的一点。
Do not be afraid.
第一个命令，不要惧怕。
This command is probably one of the most repeated commands in all of Scripture.
这一个命令呢，是整本圣经里可能是重复、不断重复的一个命令，最重要的命令。
It usually appears when God shows up in a powerful way and also in the midst of great trouble.
不要害怕呢，常常是神在一个非常强烈的这样的一个意象中向我们显明，而且常常是我们遇到极大困难的时候呢，神显明并向我们这样说。
In Matthew 28, both the angel and later on Jesus start by telling the women not to be afraid.
在今天读的这段经文里，从天使到主耶稣都在重复地对这几位妇女说，不要害怕。
In the face of naturally terrifying experiences like earthquakes, they're encouraged not to be afraid.
人面对各种各样的这样让人感到惧怕的这样的经验，比如说自然的这种地震的等等，他们都很需要听，都会感到害怕，因此需要被鼓励。
What they experienced that morning was certainly not what they expected, and certainly not what they had signed up for.
这几位妇女在这个早上所遇到的这一切，不是他们所想看到的。也不是他们想到的事情。
In the first instance, these women expected to show up to a quiet tomb in a peaceful garden and to treat a body that would just lay there and mind its own business.
首先呢，这几个妇女来到这样一个坟墓跟前，她们期待的是一个安静的死寂的坟墓，一个在一个安静的这样的花园里。而且呢，只是来高抹这样一个尸体而已。他们从来没有别的预想或看到别的事情。
But this picture of tranquility is not what they arrived to.
可是他们原来想象中的、期盼中的这样一个安静的、死寂的这样的一个状况呢，确确实实不是他们所想象的那样，完全与他们所预期的不一样。
In the second instance, the next man the women expected to see.Was likely going to be one of the disciples, and they weren't even ready to see them yet.
也许可能他们会想到会遇到耶稣的一个门徒，但是呢，他们并不准备呢在这里会见到他们。
What greeted them instead was a case of a walking dead or a ghost, it seemed.
好像他们在那里所见到的是一个一具活着的行尸，好像是一个幽灵一样。
In each instance, they came upon something more than just unexpected. They came upon something shocking.
也就是说，他们来到坟墓前，看到的不是他们所想象的，而且是呢，完全出乎意料之外，让他们震撼不已。
An earthquake.
我们举例说，比如说，首先他们感到了局部的地震。
An empty tomb.
耶稣葬安葬耶稣的尸体的坟墓呢，竟然是空的。
A conversation with an angel.
他们竟然遇到了天使。
Soldiers passed out on the ground.
守护这个坟墓的士兵们呢，被吓得晕倒在地上。
A man that just a couple of days before they watched die.
他们所看到几天前看到痛苦的死在十字架上的人。
A man that they themselves had helped lay in the tomb.
他们自己也亲眼看到这个受死的主耶稣的尸体被安放在坟墓里，都没有了。
And so the command, "Do not be afraid," makes lots of sense.
所以通过这一些想这个环境的分析，我明白，当天使对他们说不要害怕的时候呢，这个吩咐呢是非常到位的。
And we might ask, why is it so important that they not be afraid?
那我们还要继续问，为什么不要惧怕在此时此刻这么重要呢？
And I think there's at least two reasons.
那我想。给大家两个原因。
Just as was the case in this scene, God, the very God, the loving God, the merciful God, is working for their good amidst and even maybe through the chaos.
在这样一个似乎非常混乱、人很难把握理解的这样一种情况，我们看到了神，慈爱的神、怜悯的神，他正在为着他信徒的好处在做他的工作。
The second is pretty simple. It makes fulfilling the second and third commands possible.
那第二个原因呢，就是我们下边的第二个和第三个命令呢，为他们做出预备。
Do not be afraid.
Come. 不要害怕。
Come and see.
请来看第二个命令。
Knowing that the women had come to tend to Jesus' body.
我们知道这几个妇女是来最后膏抹主耶稣的身体。
Knowing what they were witnessing.
我们知道他们已经见证了主耶稣的受死。
Knowing what he had just told them would seem unbelievable.
也知道他们所被告知的是很难一时相信的。
Still, the angel tells them to come and see.
可是天使呢，依然邀请他们，请来看。
The women were pretty sure they knew where Jesus' body ought to be.
这些妇女当然知道耶稣的尸体本该在坟墓里放着。
After all, they had been the ones who witnessed the horror of the crucifixion.
因为他们亲眼目睹了耶稣受死的惨状。
They were there when Joseph of Arimathea laid his body in the tomb and rolled the big stone to cover the entrance.
他们也看着来到耶稣的坟墓，当亚利马太的这样一个义人约瑟把耶稣的身体包裹好放在坟墓里，并把坟墓的门滚上的时候呢，他们也在场做见证。
These women had seen it all.
这些妇女们看到了始终每一个环节。
No one else, not even Jesus' closest disciples, witnessed the fullness of the stark reality.As clearly as they had.
没有任何别的人，包括耶稣的门徒，能够像这几位妇女一样，清楚的、完整的见证了这样一个最黑暗时刻的全过程。
Fittingly, these women who had not left Jesus even during his darkest hour would be there to witness the evidence of the resurrection, his most glorious hour.
所以很可理，是顺理成章，也就是这些妇女，她们没有。离弃耶稣，在耶稣最黑暗的时刻，当然也成为第一个见证主耶稣复活最荣耀的时刻的这样一批人。
Next, when the women meet Jesus, more by his posture than by his words, Jesus too says, "Come and see."
那接着呢，我们看到呢，这些妇女呢，接着遇见了耶稣。那当然，我们在这里，耶稣说的话并不多，只是看到耶稣和他们之间的互动。耶稣也鼓励他们，请来看。
He invites them in. He encourages them to come near.
耶稣请他们到跟前来，到跟前来，鼓励他们。
And they do so without hesitation.
这几个妇女也很好，没有任何顾虑，听耶稣就来到耶稣的脚前。
They couldn't have come any closer than they did. They clung to him.
他们已经到了耶稣最跟前，而且抱住耶稣的脚。
In the fury and in the despondency of life that had surrounded their last days, they hold on to him most tightly.
我们可以想象这些妇女在过去几天经历了人生这样的混乱，这样的沮丧，这样的痛苦。此时此刻，他们将用尽紧紧地抱住耶稣的脚。
And given who he is, they not only cling to him, but they worship him.
当然，他们看到这复活的主，他们不单是紧紧地抱住他的脚，他们真诚地敬拜他。
The one who is resurrected and the one who is the resurrection.
他从死里复活，他也是赐复活生命的主。
The one who is alive and the one who is life.
这位活着的主耶稣，他也是生命的主。
You know, we might think this would be a fitting end to the story. The hero reunited with his most dedicated followers.
我们可以这样想。这几个对主耶稣最忠诚的这样的妇女和主耶稣在一起，这样一个美好的大团圆呢，应当是这个故事到此结束。
But Jesus isn't satisfied with come and see.
耶稣并没有停留在说来看我。
And so it seems neither are the women.
我们也可以想象，可以看到了，猜测到这几个妇女也不因此而满足。
The invitation of both the angel and of Jesus to the command of come and see is followed quickly by the command to go and tell.
从天使到主耶稣吩咐这几个妇女请来看，紧接着又是另一个命令吩咐他们去告诉。
Go and tell.
去告诉。
Without giving any reason, both the angel and Jesus follow up the invitation to come and see.With the command to go and tell.
这段短短的经文里并没有解释第一个命令请来看和第二个命令之间去告诉之间有什么内在的逻辑关系。
And the angel adds force to this command.
而且呢，天使吩咐这个时候呢，还加了一个词来强调。
He tells them not only to go, but to go quickly.
天使告诉这几个妇女不但是去。而且要快快地去。
And without question, without hesitation, the women go.
而且很有意思的是，这些妇女呢，没有任何犹豫，也没有任何去澄清各种提出问题，她们就顺从了天使的吩咐。
And not only do they leave right away, but Scripture also tells us that they hurried, that they ran.
所以听到天使的吩咐，她们马上就去。而且呢，圣经告诉我们呢，她们是匆匆的，而且是跑着去。
In fact, they go so quickly that it seems that they just take the angel's words about Jesus rising from the dead. And instead of being told that they go and carefully examine the body, all we're told is that they simply turn and go.
所以呢，他们听到天使的吩咐呢，他们走得这样迅速，马上就去。他们并没有把天使的话去做各种各样的揣摩，而是听到以后呢，也不需要找任何证据，他们就快快地去。
How quickly do they go from the angel? Well, so quickly that there's still a mix of emotions.
那我们怎么知道他们快快的就去呢？我们可以看到他们在去的时候呢，带着各种复杂的情感。
They didn't wait until they had processed everything.
他们并没有等候，他们完完全全把事情搞清楚以后再去。
They didn't wait until they had it all figured out.
他们并没有等候，他们把事情就是前后条理搞明白，他们再去。
They didn't wait until they had all the answers.
他们并没有等到他们把各种心中的疑惑解清楚以后再去。
They didn't wait until they had calmed down.
他们也没有等候等他们的情绪完全平静安静下来以后再去。
Not only were they hurrying, not only were they running, not only were they filled with joy, but they were still afraid.
我们看这些妇女，她们匆匆地在去，而且她们在跑着去。去的时候呢，他们心里充满了喜乐。这里也告诉我们呢，他们依然非常惧怕。
That's a pretty rare combination, both joy and fear.
所以我们想想这两个词，喜乐、欢喜和惧怕、恐惧合在一起，看起来是很难这个和谐的在一起的一种情感。
But still, they continue to run, and they run until.They see Jesus.
我们看到他们这几个妇女在匆匆地跑去， 没想到在路上跑的路上呢，他们遇见了主耶稣。
And while they stopped to be with Jesus, it seems like it's only for a moment.
他们见到主耶稣的停留呢，我们可以猜测呢，也是很短暂的一段瞬间。
And rather than allowing them to settle in too comfortably into his presence, Jesus sends them on their way.
主耶稣没有让他们在来到他跟前安静调整一下，而也是继续吩咐他们去。
Just like the angel before him, he tells them, "Go and tell."
就像刚才天使所吩咐的一样，耶稣也是这样吩咐这几个妇女去告诉。
But what are they to tell?
那这几个妇女要去告诉什么呢？
Well, I think it's pretty simple.
很简单。
What they came to.
他们看到了什么？
And what they saw.
他们来，他们看到了什么？
And what they saw is that Jesus is risen.
他们看到了什么呢？他们看到复活的主。
He is risen indeed.
他真正的从死里复活了。
And he looks forward to being with them soon.
他也期盼着和他的门徒很快见面。
It's been almost 2,000 years since these events. In an obscure garden.In a relatively obscure town, on an obscure kind of a day.
耶稣复活到至今已经2000年，在一个不知名的一个很没有名的一个小花园里，也在一个没有什么名气的一个很小的城镇里，也是一个很普通的一天。
Yet the commands of both the angel and Jesus delivered to these followers, these women, continue to call out to us, to me, to you.
而天使和主耶稣对这几位妇女的吩咐，依然在吩咐，呼召着我们，呼召着你和我。
In your relatively obscure home, in your relatively obscure town, in your relatively obscure day.
在你一个很普通的家里，在你所生活的很普通的小城里，也可能在你这普普通通的一天里。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Some of us, especially today in the mix of this global uncertainty, need to hear again the exhortation from Jesus. Do not be afraid.
今天在我们当中的弟兄姐妹们，可能在这样一个世界动荡的时代，我们很需要听到，并且常常听到，不要害怕这个来自于神的劝勉。
While the world shakes around us, while others quake around us, and maybe even faint, you must not fear.
整个世界在动荡之中。我们身边的很多人因着这个动荡的世界呢而失去了信心，那我们在这此时刻很需要听到从神而来的话，不要害怕。
Jesus is risen, he is risen indeed.
为什么不要害怕呢？因为耶稣已经复活了，他实实在在的复活了。
And he longs to be with you.
复活的主希望和你们和你我在一起。
But even soJust as it was for the two Marys, if you're experiencing fear, if you're experiencing doubt or shock or alarm, pause.
即便是如此，就像我们当中的我们一样，也可能经历恐惧，经历怀疑，经历人生的不确定，经历人生的这样的震撼，甚至这样的恐惧的时候呢，我们要像这两位玛利亚一样。我们应该止步安静。
Don't let fear swallow your joy. We learn from this story that even if they exist uncomfortably together, that joy and fear for the Christian can coexist.
我们不要让恐惧来淹没吞噬我们在主里的喜乐。就像这个故事所告诉我们的一样，虽然这些妇女感到很不舒服，但是呢，她们依然在恐惧中
And don't think that it disqualifies your ministry.
不要让恐惧呢使得我们无法束手不前去做上帝让我们做的工作和见证。
Both the angel and Jesus were willing to send the women even before all of their fear was gone.
天使和主耶稣就是这样很高兴的呢去差遣这几个妇女，虽然他们知道这几个妇女仍然还在恐惧之中。
Jesus was ready to accept the women and to accept their worship, even though their questions weren't all answered, and while their fear still lingered.
虽然这些妇女依然有很多问题，他们的这种恐惧呢依然在心里，但是呢，主耶稣已经接纳了他们，并接纳了他们对主耶稣的敬拜。
In fact, Jesus too, the Holy One of Israel, was ready to send them, the imperfect, as his chosen instruments of good news, even though their joy at the true glory and hope of the risen Jesus was still mixed with a little fear.
主耶稣，以色列的这位圣者，很乐意，很高兴地去差遣这些妇女，而这些妇女呢，是不完全的，虽然是不完全有惧怕，但是呢，他们是主所差遣的宣告好消息的工具。他们有恐惧，但是呢，因着复活主所给他们带来的喜乐和盼望，他们看到了主的荣耀。主依然差遣这些不完全的妇女去做传福音的使者。
Some of us, even today, even those who already believe in Jesus.Need to hear the invitation of Jesus again to come and see.
在我们今天的这个弟兄姐妹当中，即便是你已经信了主，你们也需要听到主耶稣的邀请，请来看。
We need to meet again, maybe just like the first time, the resurrected Jesus.
我们也要像这些妇女一样。在一起聚会，就像这些妇女第一次遇到主耶稣一样，我们需要和复活的主相遇。
The Jesus who is alive.
我们需要在这样的相遇的过程中，看到主耶稣就活在我们当中。
The Jesus who has defeated death, not only for himself, but for us too.
主耶稣胜过了死亡，他自己从死里复活，他也带领我们每一个信靠他的人胜过死亡的拘禁。
The Jesus who greets us, the Jesus who welcomes us in, even when we're running through the chaos that is our lives.
即便此时此刻我们经历人生的许多许多的混乱，但是我们依然可以看到主耶稣在邀请我们，在接纳我们。
And like the women, we too need to cling to him.
我们应当像这些妇女一样，虽然很恐惧，但是她们喜乐地抱住主耶稣的脚。
In the chaos of your world, well, the world quakes around you, and while others are shaking, cling to Jesus tightly.
在这样一个动荡不安的世界里，身边的人各有各样的难处啊，各种各样的不安，我们需要呢来到主耶稣的面前，紧紧地抱住主耶稣。
And of course, like the women, we need to worship him.
当然，我们就像这些妇女一样，我们紧紧地靠近主耶稣，去敬拜他。
We need to express to him and to the others that we may find at his feet with us, and even to a listening world, and maybe even to a non-listening world, not only where our hope is grounded, but that it is Jesus himself alone.That is the source of our hope.
我们不单是我们自己要这样来到耶稣的面前，我们也希望身边的人能够像我们一样，带着盼望来到主耶稣的面前，因为主耶稣是我们唯一的盼望。
All of us, especially today, need to obey unhesitatingly and with a sense of urgency the last command to go.And tell.
我们每一个在座弟兄姐妹，我们都要像这些妇女一样，听到主耶稣吩咐我们的这样一个最后的命令，愿意顺服，而且带着这样一个紧迫感去告诉。
We need to go and tell the meaning of today to those who will listen, and even to those who will not.
我们需要向那些愿意听的人，甚至向那些拒绝听的人宣告这个好消息。
We need to tell a lost world, a chaotic world, a fearful world, that Jesus is risen, that he has overcome death, not just for himself, but for us too, and for them too.
我们需要去告诉这样一个充满着惧怕、越来越动荡、越来越迷失的世界，主耶稣复活了。复活的主胜过了死亡，不单是为我、为你，也为他们。
We need to go and tell those who will listen and even those who will not listen what we have seen.
我们需要去告诉身边的人，愿意听的和不愿意听的，我们看到了，经历了什么。
How he's met us, how he's met you, maybe even unexpectedly, as you've hurried along your way.
耶稣怎么找到了我，也可能是不是我自己预先要这样，要这样的，这样的要求，但是在我们忙碌的人生中，耶稣找到了我们。
We'll tell them how they've met others and how they can even meet them.
我们可以告诉他们这个世界，耶稣也是怎么样想找到我们，找到其他的人，同时也告诉他们，耶稣也在寻找他们。
We need to tell them that even today, Jesus continues to say to them, "Do not be afraid. Come and see."
我们可以告诉身边不信的人们。在今天，耶稣是这样说：“不要惧怕，请来看。”
I am convinced that in these chaotic days, we also are experiencing an unprecedented time of openness and interest in the message of Jesus Christ.
我也想告诉大家，在这样一个越来越动荡、越迷失的世界里，也是我们广传福音的好机会，因为人们的心。开始向神敞开，他们开始对福音、对主耶稣更感兴趣。
And therefore, I'm going to leave you with this charge as we begin to close today, and as you go into this week.
今天呢，在我们听了神的话这个时候呢，我想给大家一个吩咐，从神而来的吩咐。
The very charge that the angel gave to the women.
也就是这天使给这几个妇女的这样一个吩咐
The same charge that Jesus gave to the women
也是复活的主给这几位妇女的这个吩咐
The very charge that the Lord has given to us and gives to you
也就是主耶稣给我们给你的这个吩咐
Go and tell
去告诉身边的人这个好消息
Amen
阿门，愿主得名得荣耀。